welcome to this episode of Randy Plays Games. So this week we'll be playing The Last Witch Hunter.
Can I be Vin Diesel?
You were Vin Diesel before we even announced we were playing.
Yay, goody!
You're like, family.
I got a sword.
You have to by law make a family joke with every movie that Vin Diesel is in now. It is a law. This is a new, clearly stated Vin Diesel action supernatural film directed by Breck Eisner, who is somebody I didn't have name recognition for, but when I looked him up, I was like, oh, wait, he's the guy that somehow made a good movie out of the remake of The Crazies.
Yes. Much to the surprise of everybody.
Of absolutely everyone. But a damn good movie. And I was like, you know what? You spun shit into gold. I'm kind of curious to see what you're going to do with this. I mean, you've already got Vin Diesel, who is one of those actors who, despite all evidence to the contrary, like, physically, he still just has a weird sort of magnetic charisma that makes people love the shit out of him, me included.
Yep.
He was looking a bit like a thumb in this movie. Just like a wrinkly thumb.
He's a lovable thumb.
Can
we all agree on one thing before we start off? Vin Diesel with hair is really off-putting.
Yes.
I thought it was some, like, Swedish guy.
I couldn't think of who he looked like, and I was like, I know it's him, but yeah, I can't think of who he looks like.
Yeah, it's somebody he's not supposed to be. But here, this movie, based from what I hear on Vin Diesel's actual Dungeons and Dragons character that he's been playing since high school with his friends.
It was just him.
I mean, he didn't actually write this, but he must have been involved in, like, story buy or something like that, right?
He's like, I want a sword.
Yeah. Well, the idea is that it starts in olden times, fill in exact date.
It's very specifically said to be the mid-13th century.
There you go. Thanks to the British man for remembering.
The British man where?
With 2 degrees in medieval history. Okay. However, the fact they give a time is the only historically accurate thing about this.
Wait, didn't they say he was like 500 years old, though?
No, 800.
Yeah. So he's like gone with a bunch of other hairy dudes to Yggdrasil, basically, yeah. As near as I can tell, except run by witches to kill the evil witch queen, which, of course, he...
But I wasn't home, so they killed somebody
so they
else.
Found somebody else. So which they do at the cost of many, many Bothans. And but whatever, Star Wars nerd.
Yeah. J.J. Abrams fan.
What's the really. American pronunciation?
But she curses him with immortal life, which is like the dumbest curse ever.
No, but there's a reason.
I think we've established in pretty much all genre fiction at this point that immortality sucks.
Yes.
It gets boring.
If you've got somebody whose whole reason for living at all is to kill everyone like you, and you just made them much better at it.
She's selfish. She doesn't want anybody else to be,
I just went, that was a terrible witch plan. There had to be a plan.
Which plan? Which plan are you talking about, Chris?
So, whackety-smackety-do.
Switch to modern day, where he's still alive, looking better than ever. God, I love you, Vin Diesel. Call. You never call anymore.
Why does he look better than ever?
It's because you're not a hot stewardess.
True. True, which they make a point of saying he has gone through quite a few of them.
I love that moment where you just kind of go, you know, you have an opening sequence, which it's okay. Yeah. But it really does just go, he's really good at this. Oh, why is he good at this? Because he's been doing it for 800 years.
Yeah, anybody.
And he hasn't, like, withdrawn completely from society because he still goes, yeah, I'll bang a stewardess. Yeah. I'll save a plane and then bang the stewardess.
What was he doing before planes? Sailors.
Oh, I thought you were talking about names of sexual positions. I did the boat. I don't know.
The boat.
The Eiffel Tower.
That?
I don't know. But, modern day, he's, like, not only not having pulled back from society. In fact, he seems like he kind of likes change. Like, whereas he's making fun of his
Michael Caine, as we Caine, all have.
His Michael Caine.
His Michael Caine.
I wish I had a Michael Caine.
Who's Father Dolan, who is the 36th Dolan of a series of Catholic priests who have been assigned to assist who they call the Weapon, who is their person in their fight against the witches. Except, and this is the one thing I really, really did appreciate they did in this world building, they don't go with the whole, well, all witches are automatically evil mm-hmm. thing. They go, no, they're just like anybody else. They're dangerous, but of course, by virtue of the fact they have inherent abilities, but they're only evil if you do evil things.
They're like guns.
Completely different to guns. Yeah.
I actually did really...
They're more like... Yeah. I will give you, they are like carving knives.
Yeah.
A carving knife can be an extremely useful thing, and it could also be a prop for a bad slasher movie.
I was going to say, I did really like that element of the story where he's kind of like, he'll come across a witch and some be like, yeah, I'll give you a break.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. Where it's like, oh, you didn't know. You broke the rules.
It's like, this is the rule. I'm not going to be a dick about it. I've been doing this too long. Yeah. You wanted to see a buddy cop movie where his other cop is trying to be a whole hard ass, and he's like, yo, chill out, okay?
Yeah, and that's what I thought Elijah Wood was going to do with this, but he was like, he came in for like 5 minutes. He's like, oh, I'll let you do an hour without me. Just, you know, keep the movie warm.
Which
while
was
I'm
weird
gone.
Because the trailers sell this as a almost buddy cop supernatural film with the two of them, which is
Whereas,
not what this film is at
it's
all.
In fact a buddy cop movie with Rose Leslie Game of Thrones and the wonderful, and if you haven't seen it, do see it, Honeymoon, which I know you haven't seen. You
still
need
have
to.
Not seen yet.
I was trying
to remember the
kind of vaguely helpful witch who runs the coolest bar I've ever seen in my life.
Definitely
which,
a cool
like,
place.
And this is one of the problems that they do that. There's all these incredible locations and all this incredible world building, and you really get a sense that, like, they know really what they want to do. But they didn't go, you know what, maybe we don't need to put it all in one movie. Because there's great magic bar is in there that's, like, the best cocktail bar you've ever seen in your life. And you get, like, 5 minutes in there, and you're like, no, I could have done with an hour.
It felt like a TV pilot. For a good show, show that I would watch.
It felt like okay, next week I'll get to see more of this stuff, like, playing out into the storyline. There's character, you were saying, and I agree completely, there's, like, this one character who's, like, this blind witch, who runs, like, a cupcake shop,
He sells insects to the cupcake shop.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And... you're like, I want to see more of that guy. He's pretty cool. But, you know, it's just one of many characters that are just like, okay, whatever, nobody cares. I'm like, you know what? I'm wishing halfway through this movie it was a television show. Because that's not a decision they would have made on a TV show.
Yeah,
he would have been an interesting go-back-to guy.
Yeah. it did kind of feel like maybe they didn't know if they were going to get another shot at this. So they're just like, we'll just throw everything at you.
Kind of like
John Wick. Like, they probably didn't know there'd be a sequel. And so there's like, here's this really awesome world. Bunch of cool shit in it. Anything could happen. We may or may not come back to it.
Yeah.
Well, the difference between this and John Wick is that John Wick, the plot is really elegant and refined.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about, like, the world building.
That's the thing. They go, we can world build, but we have to do it within very narrow parameters because we know we've got 90, 100 minutes to get through this.
Yeah.
It's like they suddenly went, oh, shit, we need to turn this into a two-hour film. Fuck, we've got so much stuff, and they didn't know what to kill at what stage in production. Which, you know, is kind of admirable that they went completely crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I admit, I'm not bored during this film.
Oh, hell no. If you're bored by this film, like, there's a couple of sequences where you may be a bit confused by what's going on.
Yeah, well, that's...
Because it's edited with a mathlet, I can tell.
Yeah, it's so poorly edited. The action sequences, you're like, I can't tell who hit who, or who blasted who with magical spell. And a lot of it is like, wait, why would that happen? Like, there's a lot of jumps in logic where you go, wait, what? Maybe I just missed something they said earlier in the constant reveal of long exposition that keeps happening here.
I wonder whether there was an amazing 2.5-hour director's cut of this. You feel that the way it's been edited, that it...
Choppy.
Kind of, yeah. And the fact it's got two editors, I think, is fascinating.
Well,
I'm wondering whether something happened.
The fact that Elijah Wood, as we said, is... so feels like he's supposed to be in this film a lot more than he actually is. And, like, they have him in it a lot at first as he's, like, after Michael Caine is laid out by some mysterious spell, which is the raison d'etre for Vin Diesel to go out and start slashing people. Hurt my friend.
Michael Caine just needed a nap. Okay.
Elijah Wood is the 37th Dolan who was supposed to pull him up. It was, like, kind of a little bit too anxious to please. You're like, but, you know, you're like, I'm not disliking him. I'm curious to see. I feel like that relationship between the two of them could have had a much more interesting build, you know, as it went along, and some funny moments. But he literally disappears for like an hour of this film.
Right. And I'm sure there are scenes on the cutting room floor of him off doing his own thing. So there are parts where it's like, I'll go find out what this is doing right over here, and then we don't see him for 25 minutes. And that's got to be, like, there were scenes of him doing stuff which gave answers to the end as well, which was kind of like, all right.
Yeah, it was super rushed.
Yeah.
Very, like, that's it?
Yep.
Type of ending.
Yeah.
You know, where I was like, really? All that? And this is what you're going to do? Okay.
I think that what the biggest problem here is that you have all the good guys in this. Vin Diesel, Elijah Wood, Michael Caine, Rose Leslie, are charismatic. And you want to watch more of them.
You want to like
them.
And
the villains don't match up to that. They don't grab you in the same way. Right. Mainly because several of them actually are off screen for 90% of the movie.
Well, shit, and one of the major ones is nothing but a CG.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's no actor. Yeah. It's CG.
Yeah. Even the bearded villain. I don't even remember his
who
name.
He's
just a guy that comes out of nowhere.
Belial.
He's like,
Cypher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you say Belial. It's like, it's Belial.
Whatever.
That's how it's pronounced. It's pronounced Belial. I want to yell at the movie. It's like, Vin Diesel, you should know better. I know you have the Gods and Monsters collection.
Belial you can get right, but Bothans you botch. are we really, like, not time to lecture. But,
hey, nerds, shut up.
Yeah, because nobody cares about Star Wars anymore.
I'm going to pants you guys.
Silence, child.
Don't gain my mother about me.
You know, for all the flaws, and there are a bunch,
yeah.
You know, this is fun. I gotta say, this is like Vin Diesel went, you know, I kind of want to do Hellboy.
Yeah.
It's not Hellboy. It's not that good.
Although, I didn't even like Hellboy that much.
Yeah, you're weird.
Yeah.
Like Guillermo, so...
No, I like Guillermo when he films movies in Spanish.
Well, Hellboy was in Spanish, don't you remember?
No.
But this is, you know, it's a fun action romp. It's Vin Diesel playing a just pretty straight-ahead good guy.
Yep.
You know, and I think that all the problems with it, it's like one extra script polish, possibly one fewer editor, which is weird. Like, I'm not quite sure
why
there's two
editors. Yeah, clean up the
CGI. Yeah, because the CGI was so, like, sometimes it looked great, and sometimes the exact same thing they were creating looked like garbage. Yep. And it was like, wow, y'all rushed this to October this year, didn't you? Because you can tell those moments where, like, no, it's dark, it won't matter this
year. And even if that's the case, like, why October?
Because like, they figure it's got witches and shit.
It's got a tree that looks dead and scary.
Scary.
It is a good tree.
Vin it is.
Diesel
I wanted to live in that
hair
tree.
Briefly.
Which is weird.
Yes.
He does not need hair. It's
he should
a very
never
strange...
have hair. Have you
he
ever
looks,
seen the...
He looks baffled when he has hair.
Have you ever seen this Sidney Lumet film he was in?
No.
Yeah, he was in like a courtroom drama with Sidney Lumet where he was actually really good in it. Really good, but he has hair in it, and I was like, stop. Stop this right now. This is obscene.
He's like, why is the top of my head warm?
No one wants to see Vin Diesel with hair ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you that this is fun, but at the same time, a lot of that is just, it's fun because it never slows down for a second. It's not a particularly good film. It's just so rich with the giant world they're starting to create that you're almost imagining better things than the film actually ever shows you happening.
Exactly.
Plus, there are a few overt nods to you know, just
Dungeons and Dragons
films, but way super. Oh, there is one shot that if you don't get the Ghostbusters reference in one shot. You haven't watched Ghostbusters recently.
Yeah, I was actually missing the music playing during that shot in Ghostbusters.
There is a sequence involving a long
the
shot
plague of insects
of Central Park.
Oh.
And you will go,
yeah.
Holy hell, that is the most overt reference you could make.
But, I mean, like, the most overt reference was
direct reference.
What was Dungeons & Dragons, where he literally calls someone a 14th level warlock.
Yes!
And I was like, are you kidding me?
And then at the end when he rolls a 20. Crit.
He critted. He totally critted. I was like, there is, you gotta, like, you, I think we were talking about this, where there's that point in the film where you stop thinking about it as a film and start thinking about it as watching someone's really cool D&D adventure, and everything you're watching, you're thinking of in terms of, oh man, nice roll, dude.
And Elijah Wood is the shitty GM.
Yeah.
and we kick out.
Honestly, I would actually give this a little bit better of a rating if it wasn't for a really dumb character twist at the very end of this. Like, the most unnecessary, serves no purpose except somebody in the mix went, we need a twist here. I was like, well, why?
I was going to say, I'd give it credit for not seeing it coming, but it is kind of stupid.
Yeah, you don't see it coming because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah. There's nothing to lead us to that conclusion. Yeah. It's like, why? Okay, maybe he couldn't come in for that day. Well, and they're like, kill him.
Let's go to final thoughts. Sarah, keep going.
I think the idea that there's so much to this, there's so much potential to this, that I probably liked it better than I should have. And, like, I was adding on to the mythology as I was going throughout the film, which was kind of fun and interesting. And I love this shit. I love urban fantasy. I love fantasy that takes place in modern times. A lot of the tone of it kind of reminded me of the Canadian show Lost Girl.
Need to watch.
Which is good and makes about as much sense as this movie. It's fun, and it's not, you know, I don't know what I was going to say. It's not going to win anything. It's not going to, I kind of forgot it, and I saw it yesterday. But it's a fun little flick. I would give it a 7 roll on a D10.
JC?
Before seeing this, I had read a couple of tweets from, like, friends in L.A. and New York who had just seen it and then called it, like, the worst movie ever, and I was...
What?
Did
they see Gem in the Holograms?
Yeah.
Can I officially say to your friends, if they're listening, fuck you. You've not seen any other films then.
It's like, we're not even defending this film. We're just saying, if you think that, this must be the first movie you've ever seen. Right.
They've seen Citizen Kane, and that's it.
Yeah. Oh, spoiler, if you want to know, like, if they should therefore listen to this week's upcoming Digital Noise, because I'm going to be going to town on a film this week.
Oh, I've got
to
know what that is.
Oh, it's my God.
But I was going to say, those tempered expectations helped us a lot, because I got through the opening, and I was like, that was a solid opening, that was kind of fun. And then I got there about halfway through the movie, I'm like, I think I'm having fun with this. And, yeah. And it's, sometimes when stuff is of iffy quality, I'm just like, I think I like this. I was having fun with it. I've never really had a problem with Vin Diesel, you know, knowing he's not a great actor. He's just kind of, you know, fun guy to watch.
He's the most charismatic thumb ever to be.
Yeah. He's the best thumb in the world.
Yeah. I dug the world that was created here. Just kind of really solid. I mean, I have kind of forgotten a lot of what I've seen, like Sarah said. But I would give it 6.5 axes out of 10.
Dick?
Careful, boy.
I gotta pull that out every once in a while.
You pull out your dick on your own time. Well, look, you know, I think it's really hard to do urban fantasy either on TV or in film. You know, we're not getting the kind of big budget Dresden Files that we really should.
God damn it.
We're not getting HBO's Constantine, because fuck you, Warner Brothers, and you're stupid. Let's limit everything. You know, the fact that this film exists gives, plus one, automatically. The fact that all the good guys are charismatic, and it's like, it's an actual hero film. The world building is fantastic. There are problems with it. It's imperfectly edited. You know, some of the CG, as we've said, is like what am I watching? This is all muddy as crap, and yeah, it needed another script polish. But god damn, it was fun. And I'm sorry, anything that puts Rose Leslie on a bigger stage at this point, because I really think she's got a great future. She's a really talented actress, mm-hmm. and can do the transition into this kind of like big dopey fun really well. And I'm like, you know what? Go see it just for that. I'm going to give this 7 out of 10 discarded John Constantine cigarette butts.
Whereas I think I liked this the least of all of you. It wasn't by a lot less than what you liked it. I did like it. I just felt like I was sitting imagining what would have made a better film the whole time mm-hmm. with the elements that it was giving me that I really liked. I mean, I hate to keep emphasizing how good the world they were starting to build was, but it was. It's a good world. It's an interesting world. I want to see more with Vin Diesel's character of Calder and Rose Leslie's character of Chloe. That's interesting. You know, I mean, he's the supernatural Batman to Michael Caine's, Michael Caine's version of Alfred the Butler in this universe. But ultimately, it falls under the same traps that most big supernatural based action films do.
Say supernatural again.
No. a lot of the CG is flawed. There's a lot of logic leaps that you go, wait, what? And ultimately, I thought this was relatively humorless. I think it needed a lot of punch up. Like, this film would have gone up 2 or 3 notches, in my estimation, if they had gotten somebody good to come in and write some actual funny jokes for this movie. Because it needed it. Desperately. I mean, even the interaction between Vin Diesel and Rose Leslie, where there's a lot of, like, you know, hurry up and get to the next sequence one-liner action-y lines, some of which don't even make sense. Where she, like, they'll say stuff and you're like, what does that have to do with anything? What you just said? It's like they incorporated, like, someone thought, oh, well, let's just take this punch-up one-liner from a totally different script and throw it in here. They're all the same, right? No! I didn't understand. I can't remember what it was. Rose Leslie at one point had a line. I was like, that has nothing to do with anything that just happened. That was just a line from one scene to the next edit to them being somewhere else.
Was it the beauty fades or something?
No, it was something else. I can't even remember. But that's the thing. There's so much stuff in this film that's just kind of nonsense. But it's pretty nonsense. And it's got, like I said, a big overall concept that I like. And I always enjoy Vin Diesel growling at the camera. I admit that part of the reason I'm going to give this 6 out of 10 is that it's speaking to me in so many ways of things I like. It's Dungeons and Dragons. It's Vin Diesel being a badass. You know, it's a big supernatural monster hunter stuff. I mean, these are my weak points.
Do you think the tree was Groot?
Was Groot?
Yeah.
Was Groot, once he settled down, had some kids, you know.
Put some weight on.
Yeah, put some weight on, as you do. But, you know, I mean, this is... there's some people who are going to like this more than it's worth, and there are people who are going to hate it, as JC said, more than they should. Ultimately, this is a relatively forgettable film that will eventually make a great CW television series.
I'll watch that.
I'm calling it now, by the way, for people who love to bring back when I call, say things. They're like, you called it, which I get every once in a while. I'm calling it now. No question. Give it 3 years tops before the CW or a similar network signs a Last Witch Hunter television series based on the movie.
I mean, if it'll be better than The Vampire Diaries, that's
Well, that's not a hard stretch to be.
And they're going to cast some hunk.
Hey, just as long as it's as good as the Blade TV series, which, bitches, don't argue with me, that was great.
Never got a chance to watch it.
So good! So good. Sticky Fingers from Onyx as Blade.
I heard good stuff
Seriously
about it, actually.
Seriously awesome, only got one season.
When did that happen?
I was going to say, it'll be good.
2006?
Oh. It'll be good, because they can cancel Supernatural and then replace it with...
No, Supernatural can never be killed.
Do you
kill
want to die? Supernatural can never be killed. Do you want to die?
Kill him.
I am
kill him.
The Supernatural hater hunter.